श्री राजेंद्र प्रसाद सिंह डाइड ऑन सितंबर 5, 1992, लिविंग बिहाइंड प्लेंटिफ नंबर्स 2, 3, 5 and 7 हु आर हिज ग्रैंडसन्स एंड हिज हेयर्स. द वाइफ एंड टू सन्स ऑफ श्री राजेंद्र प्रसाद सिंह हैड प्रीडिकेज्ड हिम. द केस ऑफ द प्लेंटिफ्स further is that the defendants fraudulently executed another partnership deed on February 17, 1992 in which Shri Rajendra Prasad Singh was not shown as one of the partner though he had neither given any consent nor had expressed his desire for retiring from the partnership. The plaintiffs made a request to the defendants to give the accounts of the partnership firm and give them their share of profits, but the defendants refused to do so on the ground that they are their predecessor in interest, viz. Shri R.P. Singh were not partners in the partnership deed which was executed on February 17, 1992. The suit was accordingly filed on August 1, 1998 for the relief mentioned above. The suit proceeded ex parte against all the defendants except Birendra Kumar Singh, who appeared before the trial court and moved an application for the given time to file written statement. He also moved an application for rejecting the plaintiff under over Rule 11 CPC on September 18, 1998, which was rejected on 1st January 2002, and review petition seek review of the aforesaid order was filed, but the sum was dismissed on March 29, 2004. He thereafter moved on application on August 3, 2004 for referring the dispute and arbitration, but subsequently his counsel conceded that the said application was for maintainable. Sunil Kumar Singh, who is son of the Birendra Kumar Singh, did not put in appearance despite serving of summons, and the trial court void order date March 28, 1999 directed to proceed ex parte against him. After more than 5 years, defendant number 3 moved 2 applications on 10th October 2004 for setting aside the order dated June 28, 1999, by which the court had directed to proceed ex parte against him, and also sought time to file written statement on the consensus made by the plaintiffs. The order to proceed ex parte against defendant number 3 was set aside on November 3, 2004. The defendant number 3 thereafter moved on application on November 25, 2004 under Section 34 of the Arbitration Act 1940, praying that in view of arbitration clause in the agreement dated 1st January 1998, the proceedings in suit may be stayed and the matter may be referred to arbitration. The plaintiffs filed an objection to the application on December 1, 2004. On December 16, 2004, defendant number 3 filed a supplementary petition on support of his earlier petition date November 25, 2004, reiterating the prayer for referring the dispute to arbitration. Subsequently, on February 28, 2005, defendant number 3 moved a petition purporting to the supplementary petition to the petitions dated November 25, 2004 and December 16, 2004, wherein it was arrived that the suit is of the year 1998 to avoid any chances of confusion. His earlier petitions may be treated to have been filed under Section 8 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996. This petition was opposed by the plaintiff appellants. The trial court dismissed the petition by the order dated March 17, 2005, mainly on the ground that as Shri R.P. Singh was not a party to the partnership deed, which was executed on February 17, 1992, and as the main relief sought in the suit was that the Shri Rajendra Prasad partnership deed dated February 17, 1992 was illegal and void, which question could only be decided by the civil court. The dispute could not be referred to arbitration. The defendant number 3 challenged the aforesaid order by filing a civil revision petition, which was allowed by the High Court by the impugnant order dated August 4, 2005.